Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim. Klal Samach Hei, and we learned something Gimel. We learned that there's a bracha that a person makes, a bracha Shalzem, we discuss whether a person should say that bracha with Shem HaMalchus or not with Shem HaMalchus. Let's talk about some of the pratim of this bracha. So when's the appropriate time to say this bracha? So the Chayodim says when he's Kara B'Tara Rishon, so what does it do with Kara? And he's reading the Torah for the first time. The idea is, here is a public expression, example of when the person is saying the bracha. I'm sorry, this is a public example of when the child is known to be a gadol. So it's appropriate time when you're declaring to the whole world that he's a gadol through the vehicle of him doing mitzvahs, which he would not be able to do had he not been a gadol. He's not allowed to read from the Torah and much of the tzibur. So that's appropriate time to then make this bracha. If a person did not make the bracha at that time, a person could continue to make the bracha later. Does this bracha require the presence of 10 people? Kriyas HaTorah requires 10 people. So maybe we should argue this bracha is similar in some way to the idea of a birchas hagamol that requires the person has to say it in front of 10 people. So preferably the person should say, make sure that he says the bracha in the presence of 10 people. Taking this argument a step further, so what about making the bracha on a daughter which has reached the age of bas mitzvah? Does one make a bracha? So arguably this should be dependent on how we understand what the bracha means. There are two explanations in actually the words of the bracha, what the bracha means. One explanation is that the father has a responsibility because the mitzvah chinuch to mechanach the child. Once the child reaches the age of being a gadol, the person has only his own responsibility. So obviously the father will continue to play a supportive role, but a true adult takes responsibility for themselves. So as much as a bar mitzvah bacher has halachic status of an adult, he has his own responsibility. If the father will not be mechanach him, he can't say, well, it's not my fault, my father wasn't mechanach me. He has to go and be mechanach himself. He has to go and learn. So it's not the responsibility of the father anymore. The responsibility is moved to the shoulders of the child. So Baruch Hashem, I do not have that responsibility anymore. That's one explanation. A second explanation that the Wush brings is almost the other way around. That Chazal teaches, Sukkim indicate, that when an adult does something wrong, sometimes Hashem will punish the adult through his bringing an affliction on his children. So that the father receives his punishment for his avera by punishment being visited upon the children. So now the father does something wrong, and the Shemaim, they say, well, since he did something wrong, his children have to die, can be sick, etc. So we're punishing the father through the children. Okay? Now, is there an argument in Shemayim that Reuven did something wrong, and because of that his children were afflicted? See, he should be punished for the fact that he created an affliction in his children that they didn't deserve, were it not for the fact that he did an avera. So he's the source of their tzaras. So he should deserve a punishment for that. That's the punishment we're talking about over here, and that's true, that a person would be punished and will be punished for the pain that he brings upon his children through his averas, the punishment for his averas, which is played out in the young children. The father is punished for that. Once the child reaches the age of bar mitzvah, this concept that the pokena avon avos al banim doesn't apply once the child is over bar mitzvah. The child is an independent person at that point in time, and the punishment of the father does not go over to the child. So now it comes out that the father is no longer concerned about his averas punishing his children, and then he's being punished for the fact that he punished his children because of his averus. It doesn't apply once the child is a bar mitzvah. So that's Barsha Petronim Yerushasozeh. And now we will discuss that position in the next year, the application of that towards a bas mitzvah. And meanwhile, have a good day.